We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Pei Gimin. And the Magen Midovna is about to share with us a thought which might take us a lifetime to fully comprehend. And yet, at first glance, it might seem that he is coming to depress us, but if you listen closely, you will see quite the contrary, that he is showing us how to see hope and how to be optimistic in every circumstance. So let's hear him out. We're only going to read two paragraphs now, because I think these two paragraphs are so deep that we'll start with that, and then next time, Be'ezrat Hashem, Friday morning, we'll move forward with the next paragraph. We had said previously that material things are comparable with a situation where you're looking up or you're looking to the horizon. The more you advance, the more the horizon advances away from you. And so it's never ending. And so a person who tries to fulfill his desires with material goods in this world, the more he's going to have, the further his glance. Now, we brought examples for that from the stock market, where when a person is making money, he thinks he's just going to make more, etc. The ilat kol ze, and the cause for all of this, ki ka'asher tir'eh ha-tevu'ah ha-yotzet ha-sadeh shana-shana. If you take, for example, the crop of grain, the yearly crop of grain, psolet ha-tevu'ah merubeh al-ochel. Look at the grain. You will notice there is more that goes to waste than there is food. Look at the stalk. Look at the kernel. Look at how when we grind the kernel, how much do you discard and how much is the essence? Ken ta'amin asher ha'eder merubeh al hayesh. By the same token, you should believe that there is more lacking in the world than there exists in the world. Hechaser al hashalem. There are more things that are incomplete in the world than there are things which are complete. Vehara alatov, and there is more evil in the world than good. Ha'evel ala simcha, more mourning than happiness. Hayagon ala nechama, more sorrow than comfort. Haygi'a ala menucha, more work than rest. Harsha'im ala tzadikim, more wicked than righteous. Hakisilim ala chachamim, more fools than wise men. Hamchablim ala notrei kramim, more people looking to harm your vineyard than people looking out for your vineyard. Hamri'im ala metivim, more people looking to inflict harm than looking to do good. Hatemeim ala teorot, more things defiled than pure. Et kol ze tireh be'inayim pikuchot. And all this you'll see if you only open your eyes. I said it's going to look like it's depressing at the first glance. Wait. Hear him out. I said you got to hear both paragraphs. Wait. Ve'im ritzonecha lehavin ilat hadavar. And if you want to understand why is this so, da. And here's the key. I want you to know, ki kvar katavnu b'makom acher mechibureinu, that we already wrote elsewhere in a different work, Asher hara shoresh hatov ba'olam hazeh, that evil is in truth the root of good in this world. I told you, it might take a lifetime to understand this, but think about it. Va'evil shoresh ha-simcha, and the mourning is really the root of happiness. כי כאשר השורש יקדם אל הפרי והקרקע אל העץ, just as the root has to precede the fruit and the ground is before the tree. לכן הקרקע מרובה על האילן וגרוע מן האילן. That's why you need much more territory, you have much more ground than you have tree, and the ground is of a lesser quality than the tree. It doesn't give you as much as the tree does. And then if you look at the tree itself, You see, you have much more tree than you have fruit, and the tree gives you less than the fruit does. By the same token, you will find that which is lacking, that which is poor, missing, exceeds that which is whole. But remember, what did he say? That's because the root of the good lies in the evil, and the root of the happiness lies in the mourning. And the things that seem like they're lacking are really the root and potential of things that are whole. So, yes, you look at the world, you see much more evil than good, mourning than happiness, sorrow than comfort. But remember that wherever you see things that are incomplete or bad, what you're also seeing is potential for good. So what you're seeing is a lot more potential than realized potential. And I think that's enough to think about for a week or two, and we'll pick up here.